Virgin Radio.
Well, it sounds simple when a couple of Rotarians got together and decided to ride 4,400 kilometres just to help a few people out. Dust, heat, flies, saddle soreness are just a few of the challenges that they face. But on the way, they met some very wonderful people, I believe. Bob Montgomery, who is the rider, and Bill Pixton was his support. Join us online. Oh, dear, I've just lost them. Could you get them back, please, Alfred? I think I've pushed the wrong button. These two guys are actually in town, I believe, now. I'm sorry about that, guys. But they're going to be, I hope, I'm going to check with this, down at Elizabeth Quay tomorrow, and hopefully they've actually been riding for multiple sclerosis and HD. I'll have to find out what HD is. I'm having to admit that I'm a little bit not knowing what that is, so we'll find out about that. But this is amazing. Bob's been cycling since he was 15. He's not that now, that's for sure. And he's just gone on to help others. His first long-distance bike ride was a friend of his back in 1981, where they rode from Sydney to the Gold Coast, for multiple sclerosis as well. And along the way, they met many MS sufferers, including the great Betty Cuthbert. You would remember the former Olympian, amazing lady. And he went off and did other sort of work, and he came back. Have we got him back there, Alfred? He is good. I'm trying not to do it to them again. Oh, you were there. Oh, my gosh, what's going on? I can't seem to get them. No, for some reason we're not getting them. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll play a quick track and then we'll come back to them. Sandy Shaw, oh, my gosh, I so apologise to you, Bob and Bill. How are you?
Well, thanks,
Jenny. I'm sure it wasn't my fault, but once again, big apologies. You've actually had to encounter a whole lot more discomfort than just me dropping you off the line.
That's all right.
Okay, you're on a speakerphone. It might get a bit complicated. So, first of all, congratulations on both of you for doing what you've done. I mean, it's not the first time for you, Bob, is it?
No. This is my third time. Firstly, was it for my 70th birthday, I rode to Port Douglas from the Blue Mountains. And on that time, Jenny, I was just thinking about it before I came on. I mentioned the word MND at that stage, and people said, "What's that?"
Yeah.
But since then, we've got a hell of a lot of awareness going on right across the country from other neuron. And now, with Huntington's disease, that's also come about in the last 2 or 3 weeks with the Pope, et cetera. And, you know, so it's all getting the name around, and people know what the diseases are. And,
yeah.
You know, so that's good.
It is very good. I've got to say that I was not aware of what HD was, but you've just said it was, is it Huntington's disease?
Huntington's disease, yep.
Okay. Bill, but both of you have got a connection, haven't you, with these conditions? What is your connection?
Well, my connection, Jenny, is that about 4 years ago, my daughter, who's now 37, was diagnosed with Huntington's disease, and her extended family, there's other people with the disease, or have not been tested, but it's a fatal disease. It takes maybe 15, 20 years to develop. And it's ultimately you die of it, you know.
Oh, dear.
And so my daughter and myself and others and the family deal with that, of course. It's a genetic disease, and that affects the brain initially, and then you lose all sorts of movement and swallowing. You have to be fed intravenously. You lose your not just your physical coordination, but you lose your cognitive ability as well. So it's a pretty dismal story. But and whilst I'm not none of this ride fundraising benefits my daughter directly. It's all those people out there like her and their families that we're trying to help in the broadest sense to let them know they're not by themselves, they're not alone, people do care about them. And then through raising money, we're trying to put money back into both organisations, Huntington's and MND. When I had this sort of, shock to family and that. I've known Bob a couple of years when he joined our Rotary Club, and Bob had done his first ride, as he said. I helped him out a bit with some of these organisations on the second one, but on the third one, this one, we included Huntington's disease in it as well. We got both charity organisations working together on this, and it's been really interesting to throw a bit of light on Huntington's and wherever you go, you do find people, particularly MND, who have knowledge or awareness or have suffered at some level. And Huntington's, we're trying to, shed some light on that as well now.
Well, you are doing exactly that. So where have you and Bob, where did you start Is this your finish here now in Perth?
Yes, that's our finish. We finished yesterday about noon.
Yep.
And we left Darwin about 30 days ago. So we've been averaging 150 kilometres a day.
Goodness.
Which is a feat in itself. And we'll keep fit over that period and not suffer with aches and pains, and except for the brain. You know, we've managed to get through it pretty quickly, which is great.
You have. Now, you've managed to raise $40,000. You know, it's such a shame that people have to go to such extremes to raise funds for charities that need more research done on them. It's just that we haven't got people giving enough money for you guys not to have to do this sort of thing. But, tell me, did you have the one bike, Bob?
No, I had a spare bike, but I didn't have to use the bike. It's strange enough, and I had a new tyre on my bike. I had an older tyre, which I left on, so it was still okay. But the only, I didn't get a puncture. I just got one blowout for the whole tyre.
Really?
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. So that's pretty good.
So were you on good roads all the time, Bill?
mostly they were reasonable, but we had a few moments where you talk to a lot of locals and they'll say it's got potholes, it's got this, watch out for the road trains and so on. But,
but
mostly they were reasonable. We had a few times when we had to find campsites and that where we had to adventure on a few other ones, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But look, mostly the road conditions were pretty good, really.
What about the climate and the flies and the dust and the saddle soreness and all that sort of thing?
No. I've got a special method for the saddle soreness. Plenty of Vaseline.
Oh, good on you.
the eating of the flies were some days terrible and other days they weren't too bad. But the winds were the most inconsistent of the whole thing. They just kept blowing in all different directions, so that made it hard. And leaving Darwin, the road temperature would have been over 45, 46, somewhere about that.
Oh,
so that was hard. But no, it all just kept churning away. The message I like to say, Jenny, is that, you know, not like with Huntington's or MND, they're basically death sentences.
Mm.
But they try and live in some sort of hope. And while we're raising funds for these people, that gives them a little bit of hope because, I mean, there's no other hope except funding to research to get some cure for it.
Yeah.
So, as I go along the road every day, the weather changes, the road service changes, everything changes. But I know in my mind that in an hour or so, the road service will change, the wind will change direction. And I have hope. These people have basically no hope except the funds we raise is to find the cure for this confounded disease.
Yeah.
And, you know, so my pain goes away.
Yeah.
As I say, but theirs stays there, it stays with their family.
Yes, it does, yeah.
It's a hell of a disease, both of them, you know. It's just terrible.
Yeah, it is horrible, and you're right. There are so many people, you know, even well-known people that have unfortunately fallen to this horrible, horrible disease. I mean, giving this money to research, of course the researchers are very grateful for that. Have they given you any inclination how they're progressing?
I always hear different stories that they come out here and there. That they're progressing, and they are progressing, obviously, but it's still a fair way off is what the general pattern of comment is.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a fair way off.
Yeah.
But you just got to keep pounding the pavement, as we say, and and that's why we're trying to get publicity, because it's very hard to get publicity, Jenny, I must say to you.
I can't imagine why not. I mean, you guys deserve it, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, we had a comment on the can't mention names, but we get cycling stories every day. Well, I mean, that should be good.
It is good. It is. What a great example, you know, that you're setting to show that you guys in your 70s can get up and do that. Bill, did you drive alongside Bob, or did you tag, or did you dinky with him?
A mixture, really. So Bob would start early most mornings. When I say early, I'm talking, you know, 4:30 or something like that. Because it was cooler then, and there was you get a bit of freedom on the road, so to speak. Then we would catch up with him, we'd travel with him, behind him, in front of him, all over, just depending what the circumstances were. But we, just for safety reasons, we weren't ever too far apart. We were, you know, and one of the things, Jenny, we reflected on it yesterday, that you know, we got there safely. You know, that was a big load off everyone's mind because, you know, it's quite high risk activity on the road.
Oh, hell
yeah.
True.
Those road trains, Bob, I tell you what, I'd be terrified to know one was coming up behind me.
Well, yeah, yeah, it's sort of that way, but I must say that the courtesy they showed me on the road was absolutely fantastic. I take my hat off to them. They just gave me so much space, and, 99.9 were very, very, very good.
You were very visible, were you?
Yeah, oh, very visible, yeah, very visible, yeah, very visible. But, they gave me plenty of space. The trouble I had was coming into Perth yesterday.
Yeah, welcome to the maniacs on the road.
Oh, jeez, I said, I'm getting out of here soon.
Yeah, it's absolutely true, Bob. They're very impatient on the roads. Now, okay, are you two going to be down at Elizabeth Quay tomorrow? Has that been organised?
No. We thought it through, Jenny, and we thought really we owed the our finish being with our clients. Those are people who are dealing with Huntington's and motor neurone disease. So what we're doing tomorrow is at Aberdare Road in Nedlands, where MND and HD offices are. It's also the Centre for Neurological Support there as well. So we're having a function there at noon tomorrow on Tuesday.
Right.
We'll have just a light lunch and refreshments there, and we'll basically have more support from people who we're trying to help, really. That's what it's about.
Exactly.
We would certainly, like some media there. We're not sure yet who's going to turn up or not, but we've also got the word out with a lot of the Rotary clubs here in Perth as well. And it just seemed like a more sensible solution than trying to battle around Elizabeth Quay.
No, that does make sense. So are you expecting or would you like the public to turn up to sort of hear your story or...?
Absolutely, Jenny, absolutely. Ooh.
That would invigorate us for sure.
Yeah.
So,
it can
help us there.
So, is that a place called The Niche, Jenny? 11 Aberdare Road, Nedlands.
11,
the hospital facility there.
The Niche. Okay, that sounds absolutely wonderful. People listening, if they would like to help into the research and help your funds lift a little bit, is there any way they can do that?
Yes, they can. If they go www.bobmontgomery.com.au.
Montgomery.
M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y.
Yeah,
to find Jenny, there's a donate button on the front page, and if anyone would like to press that little button, that would be so much appreciated.
All right, I'll just get this right. The 3ws.montgomery.com.au? Is that right?
Bobmontgomery.com.au.
Yes, okay.
We've got it.
Okay, and just finally, I'll let you go, but where are you heading next and how are you getting your bikes home and where is home?
They're going to be repacked tomorrow by a local guy for me and we'll ship them back to New South Sydney, then up to the Blue Mountains.
Oh, beautiful spot.
Have you been there?
Oh, yes, my family come from Orange in New South Wales.
Oh, there we go.
I've been through there, it's beautiful. And Bob, how much weight did you lose?
I reckon about 5-6 kilos.
Okay, long distance, nearly 4,500 kilometres. That is a massive thing, a massive effort. Congratulations to you both. Just two blokes decide to get up and do something about it. Thank you so much, and it's wonderful to speak to you.
Yeah, same, Jenny.
Thank you, Jenny.
That's a pleasure. Anytime. Thank you, Bob Montgomery and Bill Paxton. Yeah, just another couple of great heroes.